Blog Talk Radio.
Has been doing her homeschool, and right. This is the first year, because I'm the gym teacher, for okay. anybody who wants to know, I'm the gym teacher, keep you in check,
all right.
Okay, this is the first year, you guys, that it's a waiting list to get in, for the elementary school, yes, for the elementary part, she do elementary, and she do middle school. So, this is the first year, because it's growing. It's really growing. God is good. God is great. He's never late. He's always on time.
Oh,
and
man.
The school is called Infinite Wisdom Homeschool. If you guys are interested, anybody is interested, just let me know, and we can get you in.
That's
but there's a waiting list, Kale. It's a waiting list. I'm excited.
That's what's up. Hey, listen. When he blessed, he blesses above and beyond what we expect. Because, see, we can only think about things from a human standpoint. You know what I'm talking about? You dealing with Mr. Infinity. Yes, I'm right.
Yes.
So while we putting a time limit on things, and we saying, I need this by now, by this point.
Mm-hmm.
He just stepped sitting back, telling us, you good, I got you. And it ain't
yep.
nothing on this earth like when he shows us. So, I like, you know what? I thank God for the waiting list. You're talking about?
Yeah.
That means y'all over there doing the right thing. And guess what? I know ain't none of y'all going to be teaching these babies how to twerk. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no.
That's not a part of the curriculum. You know what I mean?
No.
So, sir. So that's the good thing. That is that's a great thing. That's the great thing. We need to call things as they are. Treek, your boy
yes.
at work yesterday, right?
Chilling.
And I see this guy and a female walking toward me. And I said, dude looks familiar. Where do I know this cat from? It was none other than the cowboy killer, Santana Moss. Teresa?
Oh.
Yes. All of...
Did you get a picture?
And look, Debo said the same thing. He was like, man, the Washington
you gotta whip your phone
fan
out.
That you are didn't get a picture? I said, nah,
right.
man. I ain't want to be more than for a person who already has life set, I mean, financially and career-wise and everything, to be like, no, I don't want to take him. You know what I'm saying? And he was out with his lady, so I didn't want to kind of rush the scene or whatever. But I'm telling you, Therese, I am regretting it. I am regretting it. Because I'm like, dang, man, why you ain't take a picture, Kale? Just one picture of you
mm-hmm.
and him, you know? And listen, him and his lady friend ate their ice cream and was walking in my direction, and I put my fist up and I said, what's up, cowboy killer? He was like, you knew it, and fist bumped me and then patted me on my shoulder like, what's up, bruh? And Treats, I sat there and watched him walk away, contemplating as long as he in my sight, go get that picture.
That was your opening when he tapped you on the back. You should have turned around and said, hey, bruh, I know you with your lady friend and all, but can I just get one picture?
Yeah,
boom. He wasn't going to say no. You already called him cowboy killer. He wasn't going to say no.
And he was psyched. When I said cowboy killer, he was psyched. And he was like, yeah, we back, bruh. We back. And I was just like, I turned into a 5-year-old fan. You understand me? I crumbled, Trees. I just couldn't. I was like, I don't want to bother him. You know what I'm saying? You know how. When you come across famous people, especially people that you really, truly know their work, it's like, man, I can't. I can't be like everybody else that pressure the man to take a picture and take time away from whatever he's doing. So, yeah, I just went on to say, I'll bite the bullet. But Tree.
Hey, bro, I don't never feel like that. I don't never feel like that because they chose that life. They chose
right.
that life. They know people are going to run up on them. I mean, listen, if he's sitting down eating his food, I'm not going to bother him. But if
right.
he's out in the street, out and about, chilling, just walking around, oh, yeah, I'm getting that picture.
Mm.
I'm getting, yeah, and I'm asking for it. Sir, do you, hey, cowboy killer, whoever killer, you, can I get a picture, please, and thank you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
The moment was so surreal. It was so surreal to me, though, because he is somebody that has won that burgundy and gold that I'm just like, I can't explain it, Therese. I'm just like,
oh, I know.
I'm like the big kid, you know? And he was cool
yeah.
and gone or what. But I will say this. On my job, they frown upon us taking pictures with people. So, and look, I was thinking in my mind, I was like, Teddy Leonson, I could get this picture with Santana
exactly.
Moss. You know, but I told him thank you for that cowboy win and have a good day, bro. And he went on, and I'm telling you, Tree, I stood there watching that man walk away.
Like a side hero.
You know, I should go get that picture now. I should get it now. But it would have been an inconvenience at that point because he had already walked away, acknowledged me, and all that. So, you know. Yeah,
well, he
y'all.
Wasn't Obama about it, so that was a good thing. He wasn't
no.
Obama about it. He gave you a fist pump. He acknowledged you. He did everything. He was a super, super celebrity. So that's what I call them type of people. I call them good people.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have his nose twisted up in the air like, what's his name, Steph Curry. He be having his nose turned up in the air when somebody trying to give him high five and fist pumps and stuff. I ain't got time for people like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, Tree, I could not wait for Kale's Corner to tell everybody. Yes, I met Santana Moss. Yeah. Yeah, y'all talking about. And he called me a cool dude. I was like, how you know? Yes, I am.
Fact.
But, hey, it was great. It was great meeting him. And even greater, he acknowledged me. Because like you said, Tree, listen, I remember one time I'm walking in to Iverson Mall, and Johnny Gill and his entourage was coming out. And they were like, hold on, wait a minute. I was like, hold on for what? I'm walking in the mall. He was like, Mr. Gill coming out, Mr. Gill. And I'm still like, who is Mr. Gill, a politician or somebody? He was like, no, bro, Johnny Gill. I was like, he was like, you want his autograph? I said, do he want mine? I'm the one getting up working every morning out this show. Do he want my autograph? You know? And the guy started laughing at me. He was like, boy, you a wild one. I was like, I'm serious. Do he want my autograph? You know? But anyway, that was your boy and his encounter with somebody that I wasn't expecting to meet, but I always wanted to meet. So that was like, man, I can't even put it into words. I was like a little kid, man. I was like a little kid, Tree. You could have wrapped me up and put me up under the Christmas tree yesterday. I'm sorry, but that was cool. That was cool, and I'm glad that Santana Moss is the human being that he is, you know. All right, y'all. That's enough of Kale's craziness. Today we're gonna talk about the September 30th Super Middleweight Championship Fight of the World. Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. Yeah. I just want to know who y'all got. I just want to know who y'all got in this fight. Well, I'll tell you about the tip that I received about an hour ago on this fight. I want to know what's your feelings towards the USA World FIBA disappointment with their three tournament loss. And listen, whoever phone free, call 007 and tell that Bama to call in, because I dream team my little pinky toe. Them Bamas ain't nothing like dream team. Okay. And we want to take a real quick, y'all, real quick look into the college football world and what Deion Sanders and his Colorado Buffaloes are doing, turning that college world upside down. We've had week one of Lady T's picks and week one of L. We're going to talk about wins, losses, who won that Lady T crown, and some serious season-ending losses with this week one of the NFL. Okay, you guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, myself, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. And that's every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real. It is our only real. Now, I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. All right. Let's see. Lady T, you got anything you want to add?
No, we good, bro. We good. We can take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break.
I know you hate when I say that.
Get your juice, your cookies, or whatever you need. Put your seatbelt on and get ready to take this tail on a ride. Right.
Yeah.
563-999.
Okay. Hold on, wait.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute, kid. Wait. I do have one thing to say.
All right.
These picks, we got to do better. That's all I'm going to say. We got to do better, people. As the whole entire group, we got to do better.
Hey,
don't care with the number.
Now, do me a favor. Don't read off. Don't read off my number, please. Because, hey, woo. Yeah, 563-999-3782. Hey, listen. This song is dedicated to all of us, because we got problems.
Problem. And yeah, I like to pick up problems. If finding somebody real, it's a problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we tell him to Madonna. Taking hella long, give it to me now. Make that thing sing like it, you're a, ooh, baby, like it, like it. Put the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh?
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? Yeah. The fight, y'all, coming up. And you know what, T? I was just like going to get on you and Tang for not coming with this Alvarez Charlo jazz. Yeah, I'm out.
Wow, what happened, bro?
To me about this, you know? I'm like, what's going on for real, man? You know? But they don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. And look, I was at my insurance company, and these guys are avid boxer fans. I mean, it's like you walk in there, they got pictures of Muhammad Ali with them.
Oh.
They got pictures of Floyd Mayweather. The newest picture that they had up was of Tang, you know, Tank. And I was just like, who y'all think going to win between Alvarez and Charlo? I didn't even get to finish, Trees, and this Bama said, man, Alvarez going to crush Charlo. I
oh,
said,
wow.
Really? He said, yeah. He said, man, Alvarez hits way harder than Charlo. And I was like, okay, I'll give you that. He does hit pretty hard, but Charlo knows how to move. He'll get away from them punches. You know? I mean, am I wrong?
Right.
So
I just think Charlo a little faster. I think Charlo's a little faster. So, but if you hit somebody with more punches because you're faster, and then somebody hits you with a hard punch, it don't really add up. But it all depends on where he hits them at, too. Like if you get one of them gut shots or one of them chin shots, you might go down. But if you're just hitting, you know, on the arms and missing all the that ain't doing nothing but making him madder. Charlo,
he was saying that Alvarez gonna walk through Charlo's punches. Yeah, I was like, hold on. I said, man, what you gonna be doing at 5 o'clock? He was like, I'm gonna be here in the office. Why? I'm like, I need you to call my show because you bringing up facts that nobody else has come to me with. You know.
Right.
Alvarez
right.
going to walk through Charlo's jab, walk through his power shots. I'm like, wow. Okay.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's how you feel. All right, let's go to the phones on this one. Let's bring Brother Ted in. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, hey, how y'all? Hey, what's going on, Kel's Corner? How y'all doing?
Hey, hey. All right.
Beautiful.
Hey. Hey, man, you missed your opportunity. Like you say, Lady T, he should have took that opportunity, you know.
Don't do that.
Hey,
don't do that.
Well, Kel, no, hold on. Kel, hold on for a second.
No.
Was it ego or nervousness?
Well,
involved?
Was it both? First of all, it was job. First of all, I know that the bosses don't like us bothering them asking for photographs. So
oh, you was
that,
at your job.
That played a big part as well.
You was at your job.
Yeah,
it was at my job.
I'm sorry. Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, I would have said F it, man. Cap, you know, because Cap ain't gonna fire you for that. You know what I mean? Like you say, he took one. So, but because you know, like I showed you my picture with Russell Wilson. He come out the, you know, the airport when I was driving, and I'm
right.
like, and he was real cool about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was real cool. So like Lady T said, I don't think Santana would have said no, especially because he's, you know, out the limelight in a sense, and then you recognize him still giving him love, and he's showing you love. Boom. Take that snap. Lady, move aside. Boom. Boom. Take that snap. Real quick. Hey. You know
real
I mean?
Quick.
I did it. Y'all go. Hey, that's it. So, you know, like I told you my experience with what's his name. He didn't give me his autograph. I'm sitting right next to him, you know. Been watching him since 78. West Unseal, you know. So, yeah, you got some that can be like that, like you say, Hollywood or this and that. But, you know, I heard this thing about the autograph. But, man, I ain't trying to sell your autograph, you know. but anyway, missed opportunity, you know, like I told you about what Michael. As far as the Alvarez, man, he's supposed to hit hard, this and that. But also remember, Charlo had to come up weight. So the thing is, I watched All Access the other day. Okay, so he's working. They training him whereas he's gaining that weight. Also, where he's not losing that speed, he's gaining power, you know, and strength. Then they had that weight, you know, standing up, and he was like, "Man, I thought dude was big. He ain't that big, you know."
Yeah,
and as far as Russell, Charlo got the height over him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, LT. What's that, man? Yeah,
no,
he got the height over him, you know.
I was agreeing with you.
And like you say, he's you know, he's picking up that weight and he's hungry, you know. And I don't know if it was set up as far as with Alvarez and Floyd, you know, but you know or what have you. But you know, he proven that hey, he can be beaten. Also, he's been beaten before. So hey, I think Charlo. I'm going with Charlo. That's my pick. You know, to
come
answer
on,
your, that, that's my pick. I'm going with Charlo.
Yeah.
Alvarez is okay, you know what I'm saying? But I think Charlo, they going to box, man.
But the guy said, Charlo, another qualm that he has is Charlo moved up two weight class. And he said when boxers jump weight class like that, It affects them. It affects them and one way or the other. They will lose their power or their speed. So,
it can affect their speed, but like I said, I watched All Access, and he's doing a special training, you know, whereas he's gaining that, going up to the weight, okay? He's gaining that power, but he also keeping his speed. His strength and his speed, you know. So so he's gonna be cut, man. And I don't, you know. And it ain't like Alvarez so fast like that because he ain't gonna be moving around. He's gonna be trying to cut off the ring. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like you say, Charlo, I'm sure he. I don't know. How, depends on what fight game Charlo going. Is he gonna try to go brawl or is he gonna box? You know what I'm saying? Mix it up and this scientifically. As boxing is a scientific sport, is he going to go in and just give him a technician clinic, you know? So, that's what it is. It, like you say, it can hurt boxers and this and that, but it's how you train and how you fit it in, you know, and work it in.
All right. Let's go to my man, Cap. What it do, Cap?
Cap.
Kel Corner family, what up, y'all?
Hey, Cap, I got one question for you.
Niners Nation, what's up?
And you know it, Cap. You know it.
Don't do that.
But listen, Cap. Listen, you weren't going to get on camera too bad for that picture, was you?
Oh, no. Listen, I done got about 10. Listen, you know I'm the biggest nut around. I ran into so many people down there. Your boy, Anthony Hamilton, was the coolest one. We talked about 45 minutes on post. He was down here for the convention, for the black convention.
Yeah.
Walking around by himself, man. We talked for a long time. Like we knew each other. Yeah, just chilling. So, not at all. I'm glad to hear stuff like that.
Okay. Now, let's get back to the fight.
I told you, Star. You wouldn't get caught.
Man, I don't have too much for y'all. I got to come back. I don't really have too much on the boxing.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Brother Tang. Let's go to Tang.
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 Yo, Tang.
Kim's Corner family. What's going on, everybody doing?
Going on, Big D.
Good to hear from you, Ted.
Yeah,
I ain't heard you in a
roll call.
I'm glad you're on here.
Hey, say. Same here, bro. Yeah, I've been doing a little work, man. Same here.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Big
hey, look,
D,
Craig,
looking good.
I agree with the man up in the office, man. Nah, I'm going to tell you why. He do hit hard, bro. And to piggyback off of what Ted said, depends on what game plan that Charlo come in there with. If he come in there slugging, he might go to sleep. But if he come in there with his technician game, because to me, like you said earlier too, big bro, I don't like when boxers move up two weight classes like that because he's going to lose something. And I know, Brother Ted, you said he's doing this different training, but something is going to be lost compared to being at that other weight class that he fight in. And if he coming in as a technician and do his thing in box, I'm with him. And I know he's going to have to get into a little tougher here and there, but don't do that the whole night because you might go night-night.
Not night-night.
He might go night-night. I'm telling you, man. So what you going with?
That's true. So I think he got the frame, though.
I got to
he got the frame.
I'm going to do like I did the last time. I'm gonna wait to the 28th, and I'll let y'all know because that'll be that Thursday. I'll spend my life to the 28th. I'm going to wait to the 28th because the fight is that Saturday. So I'm going to wait to the 28th to really – because I'm going to start paying attention to this workout that Ted was talking about, and I just want to see what he's doing. But the workout can look good and all that, but – you got to be going against an opponent to really see if that workout is going to work for you, moving up to that weight class. So I'm a definitely give y'all my opinion on that on the 28th. But it's going to be – I believe it's going to be a great fight, man. It's going to be a good fight, man. I just don't want him going there slugging with Alvarez. I don't want him to do that.
Yeah, I can see that as not being a good strategy either because Alvarez does hit hard, man. He hits real hard. Come on in here, 5'7", 57, what it do?
57.
What's up, everybody? Lady T, Tang, Ronnie, Ricky, Bobby, Mike.
What up, Nealers? What up, Dylan?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Alvarez is a natural and he's a hard hitter. What's his name can beat him, Jallo can beat him, but like Tang and Ted both said, his game can't come in there slugging with Alvarez because Alvarez will put you on your butt. But you moving up. You're going to lose one of the two. I don't know what his regimen is or what he's doing, but you moving up two sizes, you're going to lose either some speed or you're going to lose some power or you might lose both. And if you lose both and you try to stand in there with Alvarez, like Tang said, night-night.
Night-night. I agree. Now, hold on, y'all. We got a bunch of ones again. Is this Rev or Nas?
No.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going
on?
What's up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
Hey, Nas, I knew I was going to hear from you, Nas. ATL, baby, ATL.
We just going to run it every down. We just ain't going to throw it, man. I guess that's what we're doing.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding, B-John.
Excuse me. I thought we was talking boxing right now.
My bad.
Yeah.
Hello, the 49ers was boxing.
Don't be mad.
Oh, man.
All right, go ahead, Cap. Go ahead, Cap.
Hey, but listen, I'll say this. 57 has matured because a loss like that, we'll have 57 coming over here, find everybody. I'm talking about the owners on down. Everyone. No, not football, not yet, y'all. Alvarez and Charlo, who do you got now and why?
Oh, I got Canelo, man. I feel like the special chicken that he's eating from a certain country, gives him a certain advantage, and
The real chicken.
I don't. I think he's only got a couple more fights to kind of fulfill his Hall of Fame resume, and I think they're looking at this like this is one of those bodies that they want to have on that resume. And yeah, I'm sorry, man. If I'm going to the fight party, I think I'm gonna have to sit on the other side of the room, black folks. And I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna have to sit on the, over there with them.
Go ahead and eat your cottage cheese and crackers while we over there with the fried party wings and the baked beans and all that. That's not bad.
No, they got guacamole. Avocado guacamole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead now.
No, I don't really have nothing to add, man, because it's just the Twins. I don't know how good the Twins are. I want to hear from some of the more, you know, boxing season folks that's on the show, you know, to kind of talk about it. I've just never seen them in with a great fighter to where I've seen something monumental from them. So I don't know what that is. I've seen Canelo in big primetime fights. Lights are bright, and I've seen him perform. And I've also seen him shook like dice when he got in there with Floyd as a youngster. So, I'm rolling Canelo on this.
Okay. All right. I swear I should have gotten my insurance guy's number because, I mean, he was making all type of good points in favor of Alvarez. And I'm like, well, all I could say to him was, Charlo is taller. He was like, man, that don't mean nothing. He was like, remember Mike was knocking big dudes out left and right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so now
that's
you're
true.
Comparing Alvarez to Mike Tyson? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, like you said, can he stand on body blows? I mean, like you said, it depends on how he go in there. He can't slug with Charlo. I agree. He cannot slug with Alvarez. He can't do that, like you say, because Alvarez done been through the wars. You know, he done been through that. So, and with, like you say, you know, punchers, you know what I'm saying? And so who has Charlo really been up against? I'm going with him because, I want to give him that love, and I'm thinking, you know, he can move up and be successful, but it depends on his fight plan. You know, that really
and
all depends
else.
On that.
Piggyback on Ted. Canelo is just technical enough to make Charlo to have to go. Eventually, he's going to have to stand and fight him. He ain't going to be able to run from him all night. He's going to have to fight him at some point. And when that happens, he stands a chance of getting knocked out.
Good point. Yeah, that's why he got to make
surprised me, man. I just knew everybody was going with Jermell. But, hey, September the 30th, we going to find out. And September 28th, we going to find out what Tang thinks. Come on in.
Right. The big announcement.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That I'm not going to say it. I'm going to leave it alone.
Don't do
Come
it.
On, Darius. Come on, Darius. What you got?
Come on,
D-Mo.
What's
up, D-Mo?
Ain't nothing. I'm looking at this fight a lot different. I feel like this fight going to be Charlo's first time fighting at his, like, natural weight. He's not cutting weight. I know y'all thinking he's losing and not gaining anything, but this is him fighting at his walking around weight, basically.
Okay.
If you look at the last time Alvarez fought somebody that was a lot bigger than him, because Charlo was a lot taller than him, he got embarrassed. So I'm looking at this is to see what Alvarez learned from the last fight. Of him fighting somebody much bigger than him in stature. Because when he's fighting people his size and things of that nature, he's walking through them. But I feel like I could see Alvarez winning, you know, but I could also see Charlo just getting a surprise knockout also. I know y'all feel like he's lost power. He hasn't been in big fights, but he has. He's still undisputed also. You can't, you know, neglect what he's done.
Yeah.
I've seen him in big fights. I've seen him come back and fight the same person and get the knockout. He's done it multiple times.
Yeah.
So I'm not underestimating Charlo at all in this fight. He's taller. He got the reach advantage. He keep that jab out there. Keep him up off of him. I feel like even with points, he can win this fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be technical.
Right.
And that's just how I'm looking at it. But Alvarez could have learned something from that last fight from Bivol when he lost. He probably could have learned something. He's going to come in this fight, and he's going to put that to the test. But me personally,
I don't disagree with you.
I love the Charlo twins, so I really can't go against the. I can't go against them. You know, I love Lions only. I look like I told y'all, Errol Spence, my favorite fighter. Like, so I can't go against, you know, Derek James and them.
Yeah,
that's the camp I'm rocking with, and I'm with it. I hope he wins, but I can see it go either way. But I'm going with Charlo.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with Derek. I agree with you, Darius, on that. Like you say, Charlo has won his fights. I did see they show highlights where he was, you know, slugging and where his mouth was bleeding, all that. And he has been through some wars, you know. So like you say, it depends on how he go in and how he fighting and stuff. And he do have the reach. And I don't think I think he's going to gain power. That's what I think. You know, with him putting on that, I think he, and like you say, he's taller. So, like I say, he has that frame to carry that weight and to go in there. So, we got Charlo. That's, I'm going, I rock with it. Like you say, thank you. I agree.
Lions on me.
Who you rocking with, Kim?
September 28th.
Oh, okay.
I'll make
so you, Tang and Kale are going to have a TK. Y'all going to have a TKO.
Okay.
TKO. Okay. Tang and Kale announcement, huh?
Yeah.
A Tang and Kale. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going in with an open mind and all the way up into fight night because, like Darius just said, I wouldn't be surprised if Charlo knocked him out or not knock him out. But wins the fight on points. I don't think he's going to knock Alvarez out. Darius made a lot of sense.
Because if he do go in there as a technician, that's what's going to make him beat the fight. If he go in there and keep, like he Bob just said, keep that jab. But that jab, that's the killer. If you can keep that jab out there, you can keep anybody off you.
Yes, sir.
You know, if he go in there with that mind frame and do what he's supposed to do. Hey, I'm gonna get to you on the 28th. But if he's going there slugging, he might get rocked.
Night night.
So bye, baby.
Okay.
Exactly. But right now, I'm sitting beside Cap in his chair. I'm sitting beside Cap. I'm on his side. Nas or whoever said they were sitting on. Yeah, I'm sitting beside them right now. I think Canelo
going
to win
Canelo?
This thing. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what, this the first fight. This the first fight in a long time that we've had viewpoints on how either fighter could win. You know, just think about it, unless it was Tank. We always went with Tank. I keep saying Tank. We always went with Tank. But it's been a while.
Because I hit like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I go with Tank, too. I go with Tank, too, bro.
Oh, damn.
You know what?
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I know that's right.
That's good conversation. That's all I got to say. I got to finish that with good conversation. We're going to take a quick one when we get back. USA disappointment. 562-999-3782. We'll be right back.
And I hope they lose so they could see what they're not doing.
You put that mojo on them. You put it in the
head. There it is.
Well,
no.
They were two.
You can't put that on 57 because I said it now in the beginning. I'm sorry. You. I'm sorry, 57. Get finished.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, because I said it in the beginning that they didn't have enough height, okay? And I also said that they playing against other NBA players that's from the national team that play in the NBA, you know?
You did?
Look at Germany. Germany whooped their butt. They got, like, maybe 4 and 5 NBA players. They got the Wagner-Brook, the boys, you know? Dice, you know? This is FIBA. It's different than the Olympics, okay, as far as, like you say, MB, why the MB? Because they are from other countries. Now, they don't, as far as America, yeah, I blame the coaches, too. I don't think Steve Kerr was the right coach to me.
Like
you say, they're arrogant. You go out there with a little short team. Bobby Portis is your tallest player. Either that white boy, you wouldn't plan him that much. And like I say, the Olympics, I don't know if the big guns are gonna play in the Olympics, you know, like the Durants and like you say, the Currys and all them.
That's
a whole different team.
Look, man, where was Dame? Where was LeBron? Where was Steph Curry? Anthony Davis? I know Giannis plays for from another country. But we got our Americans born right here in the United States. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying we put our best five born right here in the United States. We can't be beat. But we don't do that. They are negotiating contracts or in the club, like Cap was saying, throwing money around. They ain't worrying about the FIBA.
Right. We got to look at the big stars don't want
to
get hurt in that. They don't want to get hurt in that game. They don't want
to
risk that.
And look, and there's a point to that. I think you got more loyalty to the team that pays your contract than you do some international little, you know, fluff we want to do to make ourselves feel good. Yeah, we could send the Avengers over there, Bron, Dame, Steph, and all that. But, I mean, what is that proving? You beat up on everybody, and then what, we supposed to celebrate that? Nah.
Hey.
You're supposed to
beat
win
up on everybody.
Second-tier and third-tier guys. Now, I think y'all laid out all the whys. Steve Kerr did a terrible job. Roster construction was terrible. In a tournament where everybody else was leaning on bigs, we out there playing small. And, you know, the boy from Memphis, he's a great defender, defensive player of the year, but he's a help defender. He's not a center who anchors everything and just sits there. And then other teams were sitting in the paint squeezing. Meanwhile, we switching everything, and Dennis Schroeder, he know Austin Reeves. He's seen his homework before. He used to practice with him.
He played.
So he said, I mean, I'm switching on this dude every time. And he was cooking Austin. And Steve didn't want to bring him out. Steve Kerr did a terrible job at this. One of the greatest fail-up coaches of all time. If Derek Fisher gets that Golden State job, who knows what we say about Derek Fisher. Or if Mark Jackson isn't run out of Oakland, who knows what we said about Mark. Good old lucky Steve Kerr got over there and got exposed. So, man, they deserve to lose, but I don't blame the players and say they didn't play hard. I think they did play hard. I just think the roster was badly constructed, and Steve Kerr's game planning was terrible. So, you know, that's where I'm at on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. You like you say, he going to play small. You're going to not take Austin Reeves out. He's not giving you nothing, man. Take him out. Go with you didn't play. I don't know why he wasn't playing dude from Sleepy Eyes from New Orleans.
Ingram.
Brandon
Sleepy Eyes. Tall boy. He wasn't using him much, and he's a killer. So, like you say, I'm like you, Lady T. I'm lost for words. I'm just – everything everybody pointed out, man, we all pointed out, man, is just terrible. But like you say, but did the other NBA players want to play? It's their choice. Like you say, they don't want to get hurt. They're loyal to the other team. They, you know, they don't feel that's a significant trophy to win, you know. More of them might want to go with the Olympics, like you say, to create the dream team. They just want, you know, so of that nature. So,
Brandon Ingram got benched during their winning streak also. My bad. But Brandon Ingram got benched. He got benched during their winning streak when they was winning. He was struggling way before they even, you know, started losing.
Yeah.
He been struggling. Yeah. He been got benched.
they wasn't passing him the ball. I've seen some of the early games. I'm sorry.
It's not his style.
Right. They,
let's say this. We're all watching that Lakers Winning Time show where we see Paul Westhead trying to force Magic into playing in a system instead of being
yes.
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
So if you got Brandon Ingram on this team, why are you telling him to stand in the corner and be a spot-up shooter? Brandon Ingram's strength is driving and pulling up and creating
yeah,
people.
Put
that's
the ball
what he
on
does,
the floor.
Ball in his hand.
Elbow,
so you're going to get him
extended.
Out there and tell him to play like
elbow
that?
Elbow extended.
Like, yeah, man, Steve Kerr, way too much overcoaching, man. He want to be the smartest
yep.
man in the room.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like Jalen Brunson, but I thought he dribbled too much. Yeah, he had a lot of – he wanted had the most FIBA experience, but – like you say, Brandon Ingram put the ball in his hand, you know, do different sets, man, you know, make a mismatch with him. And like you say, they wouldn't plan together. Everybody wanted to get their shot. I seen Anthony Edwards was tough. He carried him. He did. But I seen him come down and shoot three shots in a row, and you missed all three, man. And you had somebody open.
And then
complain
at the end of the game, Ted. You're right, Ted. Complain at the end of the game that he wasn't getting the ball enough during the game. So you already knew then that the discord, plus
yeah.
we just got the average guys out there, we won't go and win
yeah.
nothing.
No, sir.
Yeah, but I got to lie for Anthony Edwards,
team.
Though. Any mistakes Anthony Edwards made, I didn't see them. That's just how I treat that. That's my young boy right there. shout out to
yeah.
him. He's a dog.
I love him, too.
He's
I love
a dog,
him, too.
Man.
I love him, too.
I understand what you're saying, baby boy.
But, yeah. He got
I love
shot.
Him too, but I'm a coach. I'm a coach. I'm a coach now, Cap or Nas. I'm a coach, and I look at him. I'm like, okay. And he like I say, he carried him. But I seen on some games where, man, if you swung that ball, that's a, you know, you come down taking three shots, man. You dismiss your two. Then you taking the third one. When you have other players, you got other pro players on your team. That can do it
yeah.
too. Swing the ball.
Or get to the basket.
That's,
or get
you know,
to the basket.
But that's my dog. I love him, man. He done improved
yeah.
so much. I love that boy. I'm waiting to see him in Minnesota this year. I'm waiting.
And I
dog.
Do got one excuse, y'all. I got one excuse for the players. This is one excuse. Sometimes there is a thing called an act of God. When Dylan Brooks scores 39 points, that's an act of God. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about that.
yeah.
You can defend.
Yeah.
Right. You can defend him.
Yo,
you're
right.
Double
the new Kobe. The new Kobe, huh?
Hey. Well, I'm gathering from everybody's comments. Steve Kerr won't be invited back to the next FIBA.
Nah, you need to stay home.
Please.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
that privilege, you never know.
Yeah.
I would rather have seen Mike Duke's coach, Mike K. I would rather have seen him again.
I was about to
yeah.
say,
for real.
He's the only one I know that didn't win the gold and got invited back. Sure
oh,
did.
Right.
yeah. He had a young squad, too, though. Did he?
Well,
we don't need
that Duke blood runs deep,
country.
Though, dog.
Yeah.
yeah.
That Duke blood runs all over the country.
But who can I ask this question real quickly? Who would be the next coach in line, would y'all think?
Anybody.
Al Spoelstra?
Mike Brown, Sacramento?
No, he was there, too. He was there.
Hey.
Yeah.
On the bench?
He's been there.
Yeah, he was there.
I'll jump out there.
Yeah, he was on the bench.
I'll jump out there and say Udoka. Even though the NBA favorite right now, he's a good coach. He's a darn good coach. We saw with and without
good
him.
Choice.
So
anybody with these three knuckleheads.
You know. All right, y'all. Great conversation.
And Udoka, that's the one that left the Boston, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just about to say something else. Yeah, sir. Yeah.
We got to see if he can keep his hands to himself first, man.
I think he learned his lesson.
We made him the Olympic coach right already, and homeboy. Okay.
They don't have women like that, in, you know, walking around.
Everything that they tried to talk on that man was consensual. It was
exactly
two adults. It was consensual.
Care, don't feed
so, Michigan State. Michigan State.
Like
okay.
He put his hands where they didn't belong.
He consensually need to wait.
He put his hands where they were wanted.
We're going to take a quick break.
He just did.
We're going to take
he
a quick break.
He just did it with the wrong
right
person. He just did
yes.
it with the wrong
right
person's wife. That's
all.
All right,
y'all.
He just
great
did it with
job.
The wrong person's wife.
You see? 57.
I'm doing with them dirty feet, bro.
Started, 57.
Yeah.
Swimming with them dirty
five,
feet,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. Colorado.
Yeah.
Kobe had the bow. Blue down.
Uh-uh. We can hear you.
I can't stay, y'all. I can't. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. Colorado had moved up to number 18 with the dismantling of Nebraska
wow.
this weekend. 36-14. Man.
Wow.
Deion, now, I will say this. I'm not going to sleep on Oregon. I'm not going to sleep on USC or Arizona. That's their next three. Well, they got one game with Colorado State, but I think they're going to trample them as well. But Oregon, USC, and Arizona, I got a feeling that's going to be much watched college football. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to that?
I love Colorado and what they're – well, I don't love Colorado, but I love Deion Sanders and what he's doing with Colorado. So I do look forward to the next three games, like you were saying, but my team is still Penn State. I still love Penn State. And I'm looking at – I want them to, you know, do some good in Penn State, you know, reestablish it, their good name, bring it back to what it used to be. But Colorado is doing wonderful things right now. I'm just waiting for the next three games to see how they do. See if it's just a fluke or they just, you know, are they really just good like we all think they are.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I can get with that. Brother Tang, what's happening?
What it do, Brother Kev?
Colorado
hey, man.
State.
Hey,
what
say
hey,
you? Hey, I always believed in Deion, but I didn't know he was a hell of a coach like this because he got them boys playing, man. And I've been, you know, I was watching him the other morning. I think it was Monday morning. I was watching him. He was on one of them shows first. One of them, whatever, come on in the morning. And just listening to him talk and how he motivate them boys and how he, you know, he take a man as his sons and all that. He man,
right.
he doing a hell of a job over there, man. He doing a hell of a job. And one of the boy's fathers is locked up. And he said he talked to the boy's father like before every game. I can't remember which boy it was, but, you know, he just what Deion doing, man, I really respect him on all that over there, man. He doing a hell of a job, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
He doing a hell of a job.
57, you got something you
want to
add to this?
First of all, let me say, I talked to, I got a friend who's married to a Jackson State alumni. And I brought up the Deion incident, and I said what I said last week. And I have to take everything back that I said. Because the alumni said Deion was doing everything he could to try to bring that school, the community around them, and everybody up. But when the money rolled in, the people at the top stopped putting money in their own pockets. And Deion couldn't stand it no more. So he said, I'm getting out of here. Anybody that want to come with me, you're welcome to come with me, but I'm gone. So I have to take back what I said, agree with Darius, but I think Deion is doing a hell of a job, regardless of all that other stuff. He's doing a hell of a job at coaching at Colorado, and he got them boys believing in him and themselves. That's a hell of a situation, you know, hell of a situation.
That's cool.
That's okay. Cool. He had to let that mistake.
Let me go ahead and be the bad guy.
Everybody was buying in. Everybody was buying in at Jackson State. But like you said, 57, everybody started getting greedy. Everybody started saying me, I. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying us, we, they. You know what I'm saying? So it just got too much for him, and then he just moved on.
This was an alumni I was talking to. They didn't blame him for leaving.
Let me be the bad guy here real quick. First things first, remember, Jackson State hired him for that job when these other schools would not hire him without previous coaching experience. That was the thing they always knocked him for. He didn't have the experience. So Jackson State gave him the shot. So salute Jackson State for that. The second part, it wasn't that people were stealing money because they've definitely been audited and looked at. The issue was HBCUs are historically underfunded. So when that money comes in, it doesn't just go to the football program like it would at a Power Five. It goes to not only the facilities of the school, not football facilities, the library, the student center, like everything. You remember that housing story we had about HBCUs a couple of years ago about students complaining about the terrible conditions they was living in. So that's the issue there. It was never going to operate like a Power Five. So the moment Deion got the call, he was always going to leave, and as he should, because he has, he has ambitions of being an NFL coach, which I think we all see he can actually do. So I don't want to knock Jackson State too much on that. We got to be clear about that. But let's reset our expectations for Colorado. This is the first year. Being bowl eligible means they're successful. If they get to 8 or 9 wins in a good bowl game for Colorado, that's a changing of the program. Now, 2 years from now or next year, when he gets even more of his guys in, not just transfer portal guys, man, Deion's going to be loaded, and he's going to be going for that playoff. And I expect that to happen. But I don't want folks to think, like, if they lose to SC or lose to Oregon, that means Deion failed or something like that. No, dude, this was a 1-10 team. He brought in first, and his son is a Heisman candidate. And, of course, the corner/receiver playing all snaps, Heisman candidate. And they making it do what it do. So salute to Deion in Colorado for getting it. But you know us, man. We love us. Some us. We gotta be careful with these expectations, man. Because losing the SC in your first year in a revamp, that is not. That's not an L.
But he's already won. He's already the school is already. He already won for real. He's already won because the school was 1-10. He's already won 2 games. So he's already
and everything's
won.
Sold out.
Technically, and everything sold out. So he's already won.
Hold on. Now, you totally skipped over the fact that these people put money in their pocket. I don't think you would have as many people upset if that money did go to a library or student union halls or anything of that nature.
I agree that was the story, also, but like you say, they are underfunded, and Deion did what he's supposed to do, and he was coming out of his pocket also. So you've been underfunded, you're getting money. So they did filter money towards them. I don't know if they did it to the library or whatever thing like this, but also like you say, not what he said. He wanted to be a head coach. He needs to move on to get to a Power Five, to get to a prestige where they got alumni that will boost in that money. Also, he's winning. He done won already. He done got the crowd. He done got the whole town loving it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Tang, like you said, he talked to the old man to Dude's father that's in jail, and his father said to take care of my son. Deion said, "I got you." You know, and Deion been doing this since his boys been babies, you know,
since they've been able to run and catch the football.
And been coaching kids since then. And then also his kids been around pro players, you know, so they know, they seen his work ethic, you know, as far as his three boys. And then that All-American, man, that slash 144 play guy, you know, hey, he's awesome, man, you know. Yeah, and I don't know if it was his father or that running back father or the other receiver.
Back.
But, yeah, Deion is doing his thing, man, and they don't want him to win, but he's going to win. You know, other scan don't want him to win, but we support him and we're going to support him, and he's got the talent. And I'm gonna tell you, I was stationed in Colorado. And I still got buddies up there and stuff, and other people. And I'm gonna get me some Colorado shirts. I gotta get me a Buffalo.
Come on now.
Hey, look, what you said real fast, Ted. Go ahead. Whoever's about to go.
Go ahead.
It slipped my mind.
Let me respond to what Kale said. Let me respond to what Kale said.
They're gonna be. It's gonna be.
You better
gonna
call
be
on tape.
Yeah, he said it right there. When he gets loaded up on the offensive defensive line, it's a game changer. But just to respond
That's
to what
it.
Kale said. Yeah. Take your time today to Google Jackson State and look up scandals, and you're going to find stuff from before Deion got there, and you're going to find stuff that's going on right now, but none of it is going to be embezzlement or people stealing money. Those are rumors that people floated on social media, but honestly, there's no arrests, there's no charges, and let's be honest about this. When you're a federally funded school, because you know they get most of their money running government, if those accusations come out and they start looking, man, they're going to march you in front of the news cameras. They're going to put you on the front page. Like, it would be a big story, man.
Cap.
So I've heard those rumors.
You asked me to go on social media.
Let him finish.
Yeah, but we still yet to see that go down like that. So I contend, man, it sounded good to say they were stealing all the money. But again, man, it's Jackson State. The state of Mississippi would come down with full power on them if they could prove any of that stuff, man.
Right.
And it ain't
the
just
same
saying,
state that can't provide your people with water, bruh. Come on, man.
Yeah, that state is real
the
good
same
at
state?
Black people. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
They ain't good.
You asking me to go on social media to disprove social media.
No. Yeah, I'm not saying social media. I'm saying go to every local paper there. Go to USA Today. Every outlet you could think of that will report on that situation, and it's not there. That tells you that it didn't happen. So shout out to Deion. I think he's going to win a chip in the next few years, these things. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
But you're saying if it's federal reform, but what about if he's coming out of his pocket? You know, you don't have no federal regulations on that.
And it ain't in no paper. So you can't prove.
Yeah, him coming out of his pocket is a great move by him. That's a humanitarian thing where he's like, man, we so underfunded, my facility's so bad, I'm going to pay for some of this stuff. That's just him being a stand-up guy. But that's not
well,
like
Lady
something
T
you
said, he got tired of it. But like Lady T said, he got tired of it.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
look, man. If y'all think Deion was going to stay at Jackson State for 10, you're like, come on, y'all. Y'all knew when the Power 5 called.
No, you right about that.
I go back to the NFL Network when Deion was on there, and he was talking about trying to become an NFL coach. And Mooch, this is back in the day, so yeah, Mooch was on there with him. And Mooch asked him, you know, what the problem was. And Deion said, when I come in, they tell me they want me to start basically as a grad assistant, as a gopher. Go get coffee. Go get the DVDs and put them in for the film. Go do that. Go do that. He said, I've done enough in this game and know enough of this game. I'm not starting off at the bottom. That's what Deion said on NFL Network, and that man was 100% right. And the reason he scares them is because the good old boy network don't want former great players to start stepping into these coaching positions, which they are more than qualified for than somebody else's son who's in the good old boy network.
Right.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the gospel. Because I've heard about Andy Reid's son,
He
numerous.
He's a drunk.
Yeah,
and he's not in the league anymore.
But his name is being thrown around as a up and coming. But we all know this man got a drinking problem, for real.
No, he's in that incident, Kerry. They not letting him back in. You know, he hit somebody. So he was facing charges and a whole bunch of stuff. So they not letting him back in the league.
Yeah, out Miami. He not only
he's done.
Okay.
So up
and that was one
was
son.
The
other son died.
Yeah, the other son died.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna watch this movie called Colorado and see where it goes. 5-6-9-9-9-3 Yeah, I'm loving it too. 3-7-8
Same here.
The number. Y'all know what this is.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got a round like a double. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bumble. Y'all look. Ain't ready. Chasing the boat. Got a kind of minute in the buddy. Sharp as a machete. Want to take me on smoke. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive. It's alive. Your head spin. Stop walking that one way. Didn't put the yellow cover hard. Better bring some water. Get gasoline candles. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go.
Lady T,
yeah. You killing it, boy. You make me want to get up and dance,
whoa.
Yeah,
hey,
here we go.
Can I throw this curveball real fast, Lady T? I'm going to throw this curveball real fast because I know we always talk about how don't nobody get them love, and I was waiting to see what was going on, but y'all know the WNBA playoffs start tomorrow. But I know we're going to talk this football, but we can't forget about them on Thursday, man.
Yeah, I know.
My man.
We always talk about
how they forget about them. We really forgot about them because we ain't talk about them none last week and nothing.
Thank you, Tang.
Yeah. Good job. That's true.
Can I
be Liberty?
Can I be
amazing?
Mystic. They would die man.
They got a lot of hurt players.
Yeah.
Well, they played New York Liberty. They played the Liberty. Mm. And Chicago Sky played the Aces. Atlanta Dream play Dallas. And Connecticut play Minnesota.
Okay.
Those are the 18 that's who played. And the Aces, we know Chicago, it can't mess with the Ace, you know, regardless of Candace Parker come back. Mystics beat game of the season. They beat New York on the tip-in, which was so great. But like you guys say, they hurt. You know, New York's going to revamp and go on board.
Do y'all
five-game series,
corner.
I don't think they can do it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Forgive me.
Come on, ladies.
It's okay.
It took the mic.
Basketball. I get excited about basketball. I'm sorry.
Oh,
come
thanks.
On, Ted. You sounded like me after too much coffee on here.
Yeah.
I'm smoking the Tatiana. So
here we go, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I had to bring it all back. I lost my momentum because y'all took it. So here we go.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mystical. Boom. Mystical. All right, listen. I already said earlier, guys. I said this earlier. We got to do better with these picks. I'm so serious. We have to do so much better with these picks. Now, here we go. Two picks, y'all. When did we start doing two? We ain't never started at two. So listen, I need y'all to go do some homework. Do whatever y'all got to do. But 57, you're going to have to do better than two picks, okay?
Mm. I knew it.
Mm.
I love you. I love you. I swear I love you. I love you to the moon and back. But two picks is not going to make it. All right. Mm. Now, four picks.
Cap, I'll see you at the end of the season, baby.
Four picks, y'all. Four picks. That crown goes to Brother G. You got to get it up, G. I know it's your first year picking.
Dang,
you want to get that up. Get it up, bro. Get it up. All right, the next pick, and I'm so mad to say this next pick, like I'm so mad at my co-host. Okay, six. My co-host has six picks. Okay, six, six. Okay, it's all good. Mima has seven picks. 007 has eight picks. And if you guys have not heard your name yet, you are still in the running for being the winner. Okay? For being the
winner. I'm telling you right now, if you say Reese, I'm hanging up. Show's over.
Nine picks. Nine picks, guys. Nine picks. I have all the people that mean so much to me is in this group right here. Okay, that's Mom Betty. Okay, that's Hubby Tang, and our very own Reese Cup. Mm. Those are the nine picks. Okay.
No, don't say it.
Listen, guys, if y'all ain't heard Tom Brady yet, woo! Okay, that's all I can say.
Shit.
10 picks goes to Lady T. But the winner with 11 picks, this person did their homework. Well, me and this person did their homework, okay, because I did get 10. But this person got 11.
That's Drew Hill, Bama.
No.
And who you think that is?
That's Bud.
One.
And that is Cap, our very own captain, okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Cap,
you know
first
what?
Week.
You know what? That's why he came to today. Hey, who won the
game? Congratulations, Cap.
Hey, listen, y'all, listen. It's a habit, but listen, I be trying to help Kels, yo. I be trying to help the host. This guy, I don't understand. When you hear what I say, just say what I said, bro. All you got to do is beat me in the throat.
Nah, hey.
Oh no, he didn't.
I don't mind contributing, man.
Captain DC,
you know. I don't mind giving up the five, man. It's all good. It's all in funny game.
No, listen.
He never going to
take
the
five.
Let me say this real quick. Let me say this. Uh-huh. Cap got 11. He picked the Lions. He picked the Ravens. He picked the Falcons. He picked Washington, Jags, 49ers. The Saints, the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, and the Jets. He only missed three games, and that was the Vikings, the Broncos, and the – no, full game, I'm sorry. The Vikings, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and the Bears. Those were the only games that he missed out on.
That's
great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good job, Cap.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to call you Captain DC. Appreciate the Bears, but we looking terrible.
No, listen. I picked the Bears because I thought they had got the offensive line together. But I had no clue because I didn't see them in the preseason. I just picked up DJ Moore and a defensive player.
Oh, man, just take your money and run, man.
No, I don't want the money. No, listen. I'm taking the money goes to – I want the money to go – No, listen. I want the money to go to go to the Lady T's clothing thing and the Kell's Corner. So y'all split it. I don't want it.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what's up.
Last week he kept saying 57 over there donating money. I said, oh, he putting his digs in now. Okay, all right.
Cap won the title, so I don't blame Cap. Cap wanted the title.
Yeah, that's
title.
Right. He got the title.
Oh, yeah.
He got the title. That's pretty good. 11 wins the first week.
And I'm going to be the only one that hear him. I told you. Yeah, I got my.
See?
Oh,
he don't care.
Yes,
hey, Kale.
You can cheat on his.
I'll be stopping by your post going. You want me to help you with your picks this week, bro?
Oh, yeah. He definitely
gonna. Hey, you better cheat. You better cheat.
Oh, man, why you picking them? Come on, Mac. Cut it out.
Well, you can't pick 11, your heart. That's
11 wins last week, bro. Don't forget, I won.
My
granddaddy used to say, talk ish while you can.
Yeah.
Right. Tell my daddy, just leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone.
Hey, y'all going to talk about that? Y'all gonna talk about that the Jets? Are y'all gonna talk about the Jets?
Yeah, definitely.
Will,
we both have no start off with.
He had a commission.
Yeah. The man
definitely start off.
The man.
Well, I can say this: they needed that win. They needed that win more than anything.
Right. Listen, they talk so much trash about Zach Wilson. Went and got a new quarterback and everything, and look,
right.
You gotta depend on Zach Wilson.
Can I say this real quick? See the game that y'all see the game Josh Allen had? Can you imagine if Dak had that game?
They'd have talked about him like a dog.
Calling for his trade.
Talked about him like a dog. They ain't said nothing.
They talked about him like a dog.
Nope.
They love that boy. They want him to be a great white hope, man.
Well,
how about he leading the turnover right
now. Highest paid quarterback.
82 yards. Let's be real. Aaron Rodgers' story supersedes everything in that game. Even how Allen played, it superseded everything. You know, the NFL pundits will say, "Well, it was just the first game. Josh Allen and his team working the kinks out." You know what I mean? So,
right.
They ain't giving Dak no grace.
Yeah.
Who saw Diggs on the sideline getting on Josh Allen? Who saw Diggs say, play smart, be smart? Who saw that?
Diggs
don't want
to
be there.
I thought, you know what I went to? I went to last year, at the end of the season, how Diggs was reacting, you know? It's like Josh is a bum, really.
I ain't even go back that far.
I know.
I went back.
No, I know, dear. But I'm like, I didn't even see. I didn't even know that he went off the other day. But I just thought about. I had thought about. I'm like, wow, you know. I wondered if he did. But now that you point that out, but I just went back to then. So he's disgruntled with his quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you blame him?
This is what gets me the most. Dak won his game yesterday. I mean Sunday, 40-0, and ain't nobody saying nothing about how good he played or how he managed the game. Nobody talking about how Dallas defense played. And I ain't a Dallas fan. I could care less about Dallas. But Josh Allen been throwing great games for the last 2 years, and ain't nobody jumping up and down saying, bring another quarterback in here, get rid of him, he can't do. No.
Okay.
He needs to do this.
Not until today. That's what they do to our quarterbacks, though. What do they do to our quarterback? You know, they want him to be pocket this and that and always criticize them to the fullest and ready to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fact.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
Buffalo need to fly Cam Newton out to the facility to talk to Josh Allen. So Cam could tell him, look, man, when I was young, I used to hunt down linebackers and try to run people over. But that stuff, after a while, it add up. Josh Allen got to get – I don't know who he think he is sometimes.
That man dove 6 yards away from the first down mark. Like, man, what you do? You just putting your body out for no reason? Just
that
bad.
That quarterback looked like a superstar.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Let me tell you. Let me just say this. And I know my quarterback is fresh off the boat. He's rookie, new, all that. Second year in the league. He hasn't lost a game yet. And nobody ain't giving my man no type of credit, no type of nothing. And we went in Pittsburgh, told him the pieces. But nobody ain't giving this man no credit.
Nobody care about that
None.
Crap.
Well, Lady T, can I say this, though, like they just said, Aaron Rodgers is taking over the airwaves. That's all the story we've been talking about, Aaron Rodgers. But I say Purdy throws a Purdy
that's
ball. True. He's looking real good. Y'all beat the slop out of the kneelers, you know. Purdy's real nice, and I did say, but Tang,
he been thinking of that since last year.
No, San Francisco nice, but and I did say Tang. I said about Big D. I did say they, you know, they did their thing. They defense did their thing. Dak, all Dak did is manage. You know, I think he's overrated too, though. So. You know, we'll see.
He's not
overrated because
like,
they don't even rate him. They don't even rate him.
Right.
He's not even overrated because they don't rate him, Ted. They give him. They throw him to the slums. And that boy Josh Allen, I've been saying this since the last 2 years, like 57. He's terrible, man. That man had 15 interceptions last year, and ain't nobody talk about it.
No.
That's why he played the Chilmer open right in front of him, but he going to force it 20 yards downfield into a tight window just because he wants it. Like, man, you got to get out of here with
that.
And A-Rod, let's say something about A-Rod. When Tom Brady got old, when they got to him, Tom Brady would just fall down. He wasn't trying to break no tackles A-Rod, what you, Doug, you old, dog. You can't do that stuff no more.
You ain't getting away from me. Take
the sack and live and play.
Remember,
did
y'all see the way that leg popped? The way it popped in the back, he was going to pop that anyway. Nobody. So eventually during the game, that thing was going to pop.
If you see it
on camera, the way it won't nobody on his leg. It popped when he was planting his foot.
Yeah.
You could see that vein pop out within his leg. It was going to pop
during
that game.
I blame that on the turf. They need to get that turf up out of there.
Yeah.
If it
yes, sir.
Red, it would have dug down in the mud, and the mud or grass would have broke off or something. But when you're on that turf, it just locks.
It don't
you
move.
Can't do nothing.
Yeah, it don't move.
Yes,
right.
Hey, but also, can I say
this, y'all? Let's remember this. When Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, they had an offensive line.
Thank you.
Do not have a line. And
yeah,
because
they gave
away
that was their team.
Thank you, Kale. Remember we were talking about
I have to disagree with you, Kale.
No.
Hold on, y'all.
Okay. I don't know. Can I say this? I don't know who number 76 was, but that's the dude. He going to try to do a chop block. Dude, why you not standing up? You the one get him hurt. You doing a chop block. Your other guys doing, they standing up and blocking, and you want to try to cross over somebody's leg. He just threw you down like a pancake and got to your quarterback. And you want to be upset.
Cook.
That was your fault, number 76. You supposed to protect his blind side. That's the most important position.
That wasn't
I thought
his
when
fault.
You got a right-hand quarterback.
He should have
Aaron Rodgers should have hit the dirt.
Yeah,
that wasn't that lineman's fault.
If you look at the replay, though. Look at how the man came across him, though.
Once he got through there, just go down.
Yeah, Aaron saw him coming.
40 years old, just go down.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He's trying to extend the play like he's a young buck.
Yeah, exactly.
He had memories of old times. Not realizing he's old. You know what I mean? And I'm going to jump out there and say I think we've seen the last of Aaron Rodgers. Seriously. I think we've seen the last of him. I mean, he's 40 years old, coming back from an Achilles injury.
He'll be 41 next year. You're right.
Yeah.
But you know what, though,
he finally got hit. So that angle just popped.
Yeah, I feel you there. We seen the last, but he's going to all players like that caliber. He's going to come back out there because he do not want to leave on that note. They hate leaving
right.
out
right.
being
no. right.
He's coming back next year, regardless where he plays,
right.
two plays or a series or what, or he might
yeah.
try to play the whole season. He's coming back next year.
Hey, but
y'all
know
can I
like
say
that.
This?
Y'all know who
the if he don't play, he got to give up. The Jets got to give up the second round pick. So they're
going to do something. Who's the happiest team in the NFL right now? Green Bay. They are happy as all the way.
Not really, bro.
We happy.
The Green Bay got to give up a draft pick. They made a deal with the Jets that if Aaron Rodgers didn't fulfill this contract this year, that they would have to give up a draft pick back to the Jets. So, really, the Jets come out pretty good on this deal.
It's just a second round pick, though. It's just a second round pick.
They still got to give Aaron Rodgers $75 million.
They still got to give it to him. That's right.
Yeah, they
still got to give it. Well, they're going to have to give him that anyway. But can I say this
here,
as far as my team goes? I'm so sorry we had to play San Francisco on the first day of the season.
I know you
because they exposed everything about us that you could ever be. I mean, we stink.
I ain't find nobody
or anything like that. But, bro, I called sis during the game and said, hey, call the dogs off, sis. I don't know. He had called them off. We need some help, dog.
Stanky Stewart Jew, 57. I'm in the same.
We need some help. Yep.
We got exposed.
Well, I'm not.
What's this saying, the Giants? No, that's right. I know that's right, big bro.
I'm not. Y'all squeaked by. You was worried.
Yeah. Hey.
That's them cops. At the end of
the game, you have a W or the L.
Huh? I know that's right, bro.
I started to call you, Bama.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Bama. At the end of the day, we walked away with a dub. Yes, I bye.
Yes, y'all did.
You ain't kidding. You right. You right.
But how good
win. That is crazy. I'm throwing that out there. That's crazy.
Might have
how
to cut people on defense. Them boys are playing too good. They like, boy, don't you know we tanking? What the hell y'all doing out here? And yeah,
fact,
57 with your boy. Remember, I don't know if Kenny Pickett ain't good or if it's Matt Canada as the OC. Like, I don't know what the problem is there.
Matt Canada as the OC, bruh. That's the problem.
Yeah,
that's our
him,
problem
no,
right
I don't
there.
Know if it's him or Pickett. Okay.
It's the offensive coordinator.
He got the right name.
Okay.
Hey, Nas, but remember,
San Francisco,
it's
tough like that.
Knew after Thursday. They had to come in and play, man, because I told you what that boy Caleb Farber said. He said if his son was going to the Cardinals, he ain't coming out next year. So the Cardinals got their memo. If I heard it, believe me, somebody in their camp heard it too and told them, look, y'all, let's just go out there and play ball. Because the Cardinals was playing some football on Sunday. I thought
it
was going to be a cakewalk.
Well, I'm
going to
tell y'all.
But that was a good game. That was a good game.
Yeah.
That came
the genius is Jared Jones.
My
Trey Lance
the family
is going
win.
Somewhere.
Boy, if y'all 49ers had held on to Trey Lance, y'all could have made a package out of boy. Y'all could have got something from them Jets.
But yeah. I told you we was going to get them for some trade. Somebody going to get them for some trade bait from us. We're going to come off with somebody. We might come off with that first or second round pick. Because they definitely looking for a quarterback right now.
Yeah, because Lance is kicking himself in the butt. I think he had one drink too many that night when he made that trade. He had too many drinks that night.
He pulled the trigger too early.
He should have pulled the trigger at all. Listen, they shouldn't have pulled the trigger at all because when Alex Smith was there, they gave him 5 years to get it straight, and he never got it straight.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot
why you pulling the trigger so fast on Trey Lance? Like, that's crazy to me.
Room is a sensitive place to an organization. And when there's disgruntled behavior in that locker room, they do everything they can to get rid of it. T.O.
And that's what it was.
Chad Ochocinco, we've seen guys who were good players, and we're like, why are they moving him? And it wasn't a Pac-Man Jones situation where they kept getting in trouble. Nah, they just weren't getting along with the staff and some players. So you got to move that person. You got to move them.
And Trey Lance's agent was probably sitting in front of John Lynch's house every day putting that pressure on him. Hey, man, when you get my guy up out of here, if y'all ain't going to play him, let him go. So, I mean, yeah, all that's a factor. But can we say NFL Network, all sports media, would y'all quit lying to us and telling us running backs don't matter? I saw CMC go for $150. I saw Etienne make some plays out there. And I saw the running game be just as important as all this throwing the ball except for Miami. So, yeah, that running back don't matter stuff. Man, y'all better quit lying to us.
Brees.
Hey,
they lying to us. They lying to themselves trying to sell it on to us.
Truth be told,
now, he is now.
Yet one last night. They turned to the running game. There wasn't no more throwing the ball. The Jets turned to the running game. I mean, they switched up the moment Aaron Rodgers went out of that game.
Yeah, they had to do the backup.
Because even that touchdown, even that ugly pass that Wilson threw, if it wasn't for the guard Wilson making that spectacular catch to tie the game up, because that pass is terrible.
Yeah.
He had to catch that ball from behind and bring it back over. And they keep talking about Garrett Wilson. They should be talking about Garrett Wilson, if anybody.
Yeah.
But Kel, did you say, though, as far as Shanahan, that he doesn't like our type of players, you know?
No. No, he doesn't.
That somebody told you that, not you per se said that, but somebody you were talking to mentioned that Shanahan doesn't like our type of play.
We heard Doc Walker say it here on the corner. We heard Doc Walker make mention of the fact that the Shanahans don't do well with our style of play. So, I mean, you know, and
you
this is a man that's real close with the organization. This is a man that's real close. Let's bring in Kirby, man. I ain't heard enough Redskins Washington football.
Oh, Lord.
What's
here
the
go, this
here we go. Let's go. Kirby.
How's everybody doing? What's going on? Hey, everybody.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Kirby.
Well, you just mentioned Doc Walker. When I was talking to him, I said, man, our offensive line gave up 6 sacks. He says, what do you expect when you have a coach that has 1 first-rounder on offense and 7 on defense? 7 first-rounders on defense. We only got 1 first-rounder on offense. We got rid of Flowers. We got rid of that Sheriff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, damn. We got to fix that offensive line quick. I mean, you know, come up with some razzle-dazzle motion stuff and rolling pocket, you know, because he going to get killed back there. Denver has a better defense than the Cardinals. You know, so, I mean, you know, I got some work to do there. But
we have a better defense than Denver, so I ain't worried about it.
Well, but you still have to score a certain amount of points, and you can't do it with the quarterback laying on his back.
Great point.
And pressure. But another point that I want to make is that, yes, we have a great front four, but we also need a safety blitz or a corner blitz, too, to go blind in there, because it's not enough just to put pressure. We need some sacks.
Well,
we need to hit that quarterback.
The young boy, and let me start this by saying I apologize to that young man because I wanted Gonzalez, who the Patriots took, position. But
he has proved me wrong, too.
He proved me wrong.
I like him, man.
Flying around, and he I saw a play where he slipped and got up and was still right there with the receiver. So, hats off to that young man. I guess size doesn't matter in football,
Yeah. Well, I'm a little worried about them Cowboys whooping the Giants 40-0.
Why? Why are you worried? You know the Cowboys.
Why am I worried? 40-0. That's why.
Man, you know they fizzled out.
Couldn't score a damn touchdown.
You know
why am I worried?
40-0.
Defense
for real.
Well,
as far as Aaron Rodgers goes,
from scoring a touchdown. The Cardinals didn't score a touchdown on our defense. They're not.
I know
that. We talk about this.
That's last year, man.
He gave them a touchdown.
Is that about last year?
Will only gave up 9 points as far as defense. The offense gave them a touchdown on that fumble and all that shit. Now, as far as the Aaron Rodgers goes, the problem was the mushroom.
Oh, Lord.
Ayahuasca.
It's a damn mushroom. It's a damn mushroom did it,
The mushroom.
You're going to need some at the rehab.
He's going back in that cave. He's going back on the ground.
His dark place.
Yeah.
So y'all really like what the Commanders did out there? Y'all really the defense really did good to y'all?
In that second half?
Yeah.
Hit him, nephew.
Man.
Hit him.
I'm not happy about six sacks.
Y'all played against a quarterback that got there 17 days ago. That team is a top five bottom feeder.
Let me give you some music.
What takes did y'all really get from that?
How many
teams has Stars played for? Hello? How many teams has Stars played for? He's not a professional quarterback.
Four or five.
He's a quarterback. He's a professional quarterback.
And if he would have done enough for them to win, your whole commentary would be completely different.
My commentary would be the same, right? Matter of fact, you're absolutely right, because it'll be way worse than what it is right now. But what I've seen from Wichita. And what I seen from the Cowboys and what I seen from that division, y'all better go pack it up.
Yeah, okay.
The season is over for y'all. Please don't celebrate.
One game.
Now we're
in play, bro.
If Josh Dobbs is starting, something bad happened. There's no reason he should be starting. I agree with the criticism there. But for Washington, you just say, hey, man, that was a terrible game. Burn the tape. We move on to next week. We got the win. We just move on next week. Act like it didn't happen. That's all you can do.
We got to work on the
offensive line.
Remember we lost like that.
Do what?
If you're talking about the offensive line,
that offensive line is trash. You 100% on that. But. And even Thomas at tight end. I can't stand Thomas. He was the one, I believe, that went to Rivera and complained about the enemy. And what does he do? First pass comes to him, nobody around him, he drops it. He drops it. So,
right.
Outside of that offensive line and Thomas, you really ain't got a whole lot to say when it comes to Washington, bro.
If I know the coach had a chance to pick up some good free agent offensive linemen and spent some money and shore up our offensive line, but they didn't do it.
I don't know if y'all got the money to spend right now. Y'all didn't got the new team. I don't know if they got any extra dollars for that right now.
That Bienemy brought with him, that offensive lineman, that Bienemy man, send him back. He was getting beat like a drum.
He was beat like a drum.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Exactly.
We didn't get no pressure.
Nothing.
As far as the Bears, can I say this? I would have went with Carter. I would have went with Jalen Carter. I don't care about what all-field situations he had, I would have gave him a chance. That's the Mikowski. That's how they are, you know. But that boy was wrecking shop in Philadelphia. And we didn't get no pressure on Green Bay's quarterback. Just let him kick us off.
Mm-hmm.
Like we and our defense, our backs was like, where the heck y'all at, man? The man is over here.
Well, it was the first game, and a lot of teams went out there with a preseason mentality. We can say that. So,
and it was raining.
We all know by the fourth game, you know what you got. You know what that team is.
Well,
you know what you got.
Can I say this real quick, Kev?
Go ahead.
As far as Pittsburgh goes, I think what we should have done was we should have closed the airport down and not let San Francisco in town. But we might have won the game.
Can I say this though? Also, what do you got?
Oh my God!
Two talk. Hey, but what do you guys think about the players not really practicing hard? They just going through the motions, and then when they get out there and really play, you have this injury like a lot of players are having, and like Aaron Rodgers, that was unfortunate. But like you say, they're not used to getting hit. Because they're not getting hit in practice like they used to do back in the day. So,
yeah.
But they also say they're also not hitting the weight room. They also not hitting the weight room. Like the workout is minimal.
Minimum.
Like they're doing the minimum to get past. They're doing the minimum in practice. They're doing the minimum. So if you're doing the minimum, you're gonna get the minimum out of your body. You have to go above and beyond.
They run around with styrofoam on their head in practice.
But this is the most violent sport we know.
Come on, y'all. It's like a car crash every night out there. This is the most violent sport.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you got to be prepared for it. You got
to
be prepared for it. You can't be, like you say, going in there soft and everything and running through the motion. Then when that fire comes to you, you're like, oh, man, this is different.
You know,
we already know it's different from college to pro. So you already know it's different.
Because once you let the monster out of the game,
so they put on full pads in practice, and your quarterback get knocked out for the year, y'all gonna be mad. So y'all can't have it both ways now.
Exactly.
Hey, you're not trying to have it both ways.
How did they survive back in the day?
Get fined every year because you in practice hitting. Just get fined. Tell your coach to go ahead and tell your owner to go ahead and take that. The New England Patriots do it every year. If you notice, all the teams that get fined every year, that's because they hitting in practice. Just take a page out of their book. Make them hit. Pay the fine. That's the only way you're going to get ready for football.
Put them pads on early. Hands on early.
Take that fine.
But
that's right.
57, to your point, a lot of starting players don't even play in the preseason. So they're not making contact in practice.
Mm-hmm. That's coach's fault.
That's coaches and owners' fault.
They say the best practice.
That's coaches and owners' fault.
Yeah,
exactly. That's coaches and owners' fault.
I can't believe y'all here trying to shorten the player's career even more. Look, man. Y'all got
hey,
the deal, man.
People
when they
get injured,
when they're not prepared.
That's it right there. When you're not prepared, you go out there, you pull hamstrings, you pull Achilles like homeboy pulled last night. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And one thing I just did pull an old man. Like when these youngins pull Achilles, that's terrible because I heard my man Brian Mitchell say all the time, back in the 80s and 90s, you didn't hear about nobody pulling on Achilles until they got old, man. So I ain't knocking on Aaron Rodgers for him pulling his because he's 40 years old.
Oh.
But these other young kids that's 26 and 25 getting Achilles heels, come on, man. They not working on preparing their body right at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
When guys was eating McDonald's, y'all saying just because they were getting hit, they wasn't getting hurt. Now they got personal trainers, nutrition programs, and they do all this work in the off season for y'all to call them lazy. Man, I'm on the player side on this.
They don't
man.
Do that.
Yeah. Nobody care. Call them lazy.
I'm riding with
they just ain't being hit, bro.
Hey, no.
Nobody call them lazy.
But
they don't do it.
A personal nutritionist ain't got nothing to do with you working out. I'm talking about
exactly
work out. Work your body out. I'm not talking about work your mouth out. I'm talking about work your body out.
It's a team sport. The offensive line has to be in sync. The safeties and the corners have to be in sync.
Right.
I love y'all.
And the offensive line they gotta have their defense go at them. I'm sorry, Lady T.
No, go ahead.
At the offensive line, like I said, I just think they gotta practice a little harder and practice so they be prepared. Because if you're not going against a defense that's coming at you, how you gonna be prepared when that defense that other team that's going at you real hard? They trying to kill your quarterback. I understand what you're saying, Cap. You know, getting hurt, but how did the other guys survive? You know, they was tough then, and they just not like you say. You got players complaining about if a coach is running them too hard or you know demanding so much out of them. You got just a lot of prima donna guys, man, and they might be, you know, like I say, a sculptured body, but are you prepared to be hit because you're not practicing like that? And like Kale say, you're not playing in the preseason, so now you've been thrown in the fire without being prepared, without even having known what it's hit like again or none of that.
Ted, give us the last word.
I'm sorry.
We at the moment. Give us the last word. You already talking, so give us the last word. You quiet now?
Ted, give us the last word.
I thought you said give y'all the last word. Don't say nothing. I'm sorry, but
no. No,
I was.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh,
no,
okay.
No,
well,
no,
hey,
no.
Hey. Well, hey. I miss all y'all. I appreciate it. I don't mean to take over the mic, but I miss y'all. I get excited. You know, when I'm on, I've been working lately. And, you know, Kel, know I've been going through things. I talked to my brother, but hey, I love y'all. Love everybody on here. Hey, y'all be blessed and bless your whole family. And like Kel say, if your loved ones, they should know that you love them. You know, definitely tell your family members that you love them. You know, just come out the blue and tell them you love them.
No doubt.
Okay?
Thank you so much for that.
And
great word.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh.
I'm
well,
on,
thank you for that
late
word.
Tea.
We up
again. Okay. Thank you for that word, Ted. Thank you for that great last word. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, guys, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day tomorrow. We'll be back strong 5 o'clock, God willing, on Thursday. Peace, love, and soul, as Mom Betty could say. Kale, you have the very – keep our loved ones in your prayers. Keep the loved ones in your prayers. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, y'all know I love you. Y'all know I love you, and I appreciate all the commentary, all the jokes, everything. Congratulations, Cap, on that win. Next time you ain't going to be able to cheat off my paper, man. I'm telling you now. All right? So y'all be good. Like she said, we'll talk to you Thursday, Lord willing. And if you love them, they should already know.
Tip is harder than a rock. He said bet, so I let Greg Knight call this girl named Anna Zek. Anna Zek, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this deck? He says, Scooby, don't you fret. My swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knight, is that girl all that? He said, Scooby, the skins is fat. I don't beg cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.